Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Kevin, yesterday, scooter accident in Amherst. How concerning is e-scooter safety, especially around car traffic?
Well, I want to be clear that any attention or pressure that's being given to e-bikes, e-scooters needs to equally be applied to oversized trucks and SUVs. When someone is on an electric mobility device that is a bike or a scooter, the worst thing they're doing is putting their own lives in their hands. But we have trucks and SUVs that are speeding down residential streets while they're on their phones, and they're the ones who are actually killing other people. And they have a greater propensity to injure and kill other people when they are not following vehicle and traffic laws. I've been really frustrated by local media's leaning in on e-scooters and e-bikes and not giving equal attention to the violence that's happening on our roadways from SUVs and trucks. At GoBike, we're part of the New York Safe Streets Coalition. Our goals are to get every single road user to follow vehicle traffic laws that include cyclists, include the e-cyclists, and it includes drivers. So I don't understand why so much attention is going to e-bikes and e-scooters, and drivers who are actually injuring and killing other people are getting a pass. It's honestly outrageous. We're in a 41-year high of pedestrian death rates, and we're talking about e-scooters and e-bikes. And the rare occasion that one of those people hurts themselves.
Kevin, where do you feel that SUV drivers and big rig truck drivers in particular are causing hazards for e-bike riders and e-scooter drivers?
Sorry, not necessarily big rig truck drivers. I'm talking about pickup trucks. Okay. And pickup trucks with lift kits. And those large SUVs, the Chevy Tahoes, the Ford F-150s, F-250s, you can stand a 9-year-old child up in front of that hood and the driver won't be able to see them. These are the most dangerous vehicles on our roadways, not e-bikes, not e-scooters. We are seeing a lack of traffic enforcement across Western New York as drivers are speeding down residential streets. We're seeing those residents beg their towns and cities to make changes to their roadways to slow down traffic automatically to address that lack of enforcement. And the towns and cities are pushing back saying, geez, you know, these drivers will be pretty mad if we slow them down. You know, we've got our priorities mixed up right now when we're demonizing people who are on a bicycle or a scooter, and we're giving a free pass to those who are driving these vehicles that can much more easily injure and kill the people around them.
Kevin, have there been instances this summer that you can share that a pickup truck or an SUV has been careless and struck someone who's been lawfully riding a bicycle, an e-bike, or an e-scooter?
Just this week, we were sharing news. You know, this wasn't locally, but this was in Georgia, that a mother ran over her own child and killed him because she couldn't see him in front of the bonnet, the hood height of her own SUV. You know, when you look at these crashes, What we used to see for so many of us who grew up in the 80s and 90s was sedans that if you hit someone, you were causing a knee or a hip injury, and that person would sort of be pushed aside. But now that all of our SUVs and our pickup trucks have these very high and flat front ends, those injuries are now head and neck injuries, and the person is not pushed aside, they are pushed under the vehicle, leading to much more deaths. We even saw a report that said, hey, injuries are down, and they ignored the fact that deaths were up, and it wasn't being counted as an injury. And that is a direct result of these hood heights. And there is a national movement right now to push for regulations to keep these hood heights down, because it recognizes that an M1 Abrams tank has a better sight line in front of it than a Ford F-250. So these national movements are something that's going on for the Federal Highway Administration. These are movements that the New York Safe Streets Coalition is getting behind. And these are the things we're spending our time on the most, because these are the ones that are actually going to save lives. Of course, an e-scooter, an e-bike should be following all traffic laws. They should be coming to complete stops. They should be looking and yielding properly. They should be riding on the right and not the left. But we cannot give a pass to those humongous vehicles who are recklessly driving around our streets. They're the ones who are killing children, not e-bike drivers.
And how often have you been in touch with police agencies to alert them of this and make sure that those rules are enforced and pickup truck drivers, SUV drivers who are violating the rules of the road, that enforcement is happening?
We were just on television news a couple weeks ago with Tonawanda Police. You know, we were there because we were giving away helmets for an event that they were running. But I had to say directly to camera that, you know, a helmet is really great for a kid who falls off their bike accidentally, you know, but it can't do anything for them when traffic laws aren't enforced and they're hit by a speeding SUV or pickup truck. They could be wearing 10 helmets and it won't make a difference. So any chance we get to talk about this, and I appreciate the time today to talk about this, we are trying to remind people that you must first and foremost recognize the responsibility you have to those around you when you are driving an oversized SUV or an oversized pickup truck. You are far more likely to kill someone, especially when you're going over the posted speed limit. What we know through the Federal Highway Administration is that as soon as you're going over 40 miles an hour, you're likely to kill 8 out of the 10 people you hit. And at 30, it's 5 out of 10. And at 20, then it's only 1 out of 10. So again, there's these efforts from residents who are concerned about their children's safety, concerned about their own safety, to lower speed limits on residential streets. And then drivers take the microphones, act outraged that they don't want to drive slowly, and the movements don't get anywhere. So we have safety issues at all levels on our roadways, but we have to give focus to the drivers who are doing the vast majority of injuring and killing other people. And when e-bikes are essentially taking only their own lives into their hands when they go out and break traffic laws.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.